I'm Doug Sutherland, living in the eccentric world. Well, NPR started it years and years ago. They told me I could donate my old car, the one rusting in my yard. They'd come and haul it off, give me a big tax break. But before long, every church, every charity, every nonprofit jumped on that old car bandwagon. I wondered just how many dead cars could there be? Wouldn't they eventually reach the saturation point? I turned the radio on yesterday, and apparently I was right, because it's the new and improved fundraiser. I've noticed public radio stopped begging for my car, regardless if it runs or not, or if it's plagued with tar. Apparently they've changed their minds. They want my wife instead. And if I hesitate or balk, then NPR is dead. Their pitch is quite familiar, as the radio explained. They'll tow her off regardless of the 100 pounds she's gained, while celebrating loudly that at last she will be free, will earn a super tax break, and to boot, be rid of me. I have but one condition to impose to grease the skids. They haul the old rust bucket off, but also take the kids.